this episode of American Chopper.
Let's rock and roll.
The Tuttles go Hollywood and take Tinseltown by storm. When the King of Late Night commissions a modern version of a classic vintage bike.
62 pictures he sent us.
But it's no laughing matter.
Get out!
When push comes to shove.
My tank will be made before that fender's done.
And father and son lock horns over OCC's latest high-profile creation.
Concentrate on getting a bike done.
The battle.
If I was on top of that, that would have never happened.
The bluster.
Go inside and fabricate.
The bikes. On this episode of American Chopper.
Need any more good ideas? Need any more of my ideas? I'll be in here.
About 6 months ago, me and my father got to spend a little time out in Los Angeles. We were out there because we got invited to be on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Jay's a big motorcycle and car enthusiast. So he had us bring some of our bikes on the show.
You know, being out in California, soaking up the sun, and seeing all the sights and whatnot was great and everything. But really, for me, the highlight of that whole trip was meeting Jay and being on the show. And then being invited to go over to his garage and see his motorcycle and car collection.
Come in, Tuttleheads. This is the shop. This is where we do all the work. You know, I'll give you the tour.
We don't have too many guests that are really interested in cars and motorcycles. Usually it's, Jay, we're going to play some theater charades later. Do you want to come? I'm kind of busy, guys. So to have somebody on the show that actually likes cars and motorcycles as much as I do, this is sort of a thrill for me. So I invited him to come back and show him some of the cars and the bikes I had, and then we hit it off pretty good. This is a Stanley motor here that we're just bringing back. These are... I love steam. Steam is my favorite. They're two-cylinder, but they have the same power impulses as a V8. I mean, this puts out 700 foot-pounds of torque, so these Stanleys are fast. That little red one there, I got stopped at 75 on the freeway.
Really?
Yeah, the oldest car they ever pulled over, the cop told me. So it's pretty good. It's like sitting on a bar stool going down the road. Up, this is our machine shop over here. And you know what's really cool? Is this. Have you used any of these cleaners?
No.
Oh, they're unbelievable. They use no chemicals, ultrasound.
Oh, it gets all the grease and everything.
It's unbelievable. And you know what it is? It's just soapy water. It does it through sound. Just think, just little annoying sounds. You know? Like when you guys argue. You know?
Well, that yellow car is cool.
Yeah, that's a Mercer Raceabout. That's the greatest American sports car ever built, that thing.
You know, it's a great honor to be at Jay's shop and to just see all the collection of things he's got, you know. I think personally I appreciate Jay so much because he's very passionate about all of his motorcycles and cars. I just could really appreciate his passion and his real down-to-earth quality.
This is my 1930 Brough Superior. Well, this is like a Harley that went to college back in the day. Lawrence Arabia made these bikes famous. These were really, really fast bikes for the period, and they're still pretty quick. 1,000cc. It's the coolest looking bike.
Yeah,
and I think it's got the prettiest gas tank in motorcycle history. This was seven pieces. This was all soldered. I mean, there was a huge deal to make. I mean, I love all these details. It'd be fun to do a modern interpretation of this bike. I've never been a chopper guy, but I do like their work. I like it from the artistic point of view. So I said, can you build me a modern version of this? Not quite as chopper-esque, not quite the front end so extended, you know, and give me the look and give me the feel. So it's an assignment.
It's a cool-looking bike.
It is. It would be fun to build something that looked like this bike with a little chopper feel to it, of course.
A little chopper feel. You gotta have the chopper. You know, the kids. You gotta have the chopper feel for the kids.
I think for Boyd, this is going to be a big challenge because he knows that Jay is a real enthusiast, and you know he genuinely knows, you know, about each and every, you know, bike and cars that he has here. So I think Boyd, he's really going to have his work cut out for him.
Well, you know, I think that this would be the first time Orange County Choppers has ever built a bike after another bike. So I had to take a few moments by myself to look at the bike, to really try to get the image in my mind and kind of see what we would do with it as far as our style. So, you know, I was just trying to pick up different ideas off the bike, because once you leave here, that's all you have to go on is memory and hopefully some pictures. All right, Pop, let's look at these Leno pictures of this Brough Superior bike. This morning, Jay Leno emailed us some digital photographs that he had taken of the bike. You know, the one that we're modeling our project after.
Jeez.
Yeah, 62 pictures he sent us. Let's see, let's look at the exhaust. And that's a really big help because now I don't have to work just off my memory. I'll actually have photographs that I can constantly refer to during the fabrication process. You know, we'll do something similar with the gas tank as far as the paint goes, but we use our own style gas tank. We'll do a horseshoe-style oil tank like this, right? We're going to leave the motor up to him. Let's see the fenders.
You know, I'm not really all that good with this new fang-dangled technology. The internet, computers, and whatnot. I mean, I barely know how to even use my cell phone.
And I may just build it right off the frame instead of bolting it.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm a big fan of anything that gets Paulie to work faster, as long as it's not a distraction.
All right, let's get the hell out of here and get going on this, right?
I mean, the bottom line is you're still going to have to cut and weld metal to get this bike done.
All right, Vance. First thing I got to do, because we're going to use this fender right here as an old British fender, I'm going to splice it down the middle and add a piece in so that it fits 11-inch wide tire, because this is the size of the regular,
right,
the standard old school, but we're going to make it a fatty, so I'm going to widen this out to fit around our fat tire.
Okay. You know, basically, we got about 3 weeks to get this bike completely finished and shipped to California so we can unveil it on the Tonight Show.
I'll be right back.
And that's really not enough time to build all the parts from scratch. So we're going to use an existing tank and modify it to get the look that we want. I found Rick.
Hey, Rick.
I'm here.
See this tank? You know, I decided to bring Rick in on this project because, to be honest, we're going to need all the help that we can get.
You're trying to replicate this one?
Close.
Close?
And, you know, I was really impressed on the work that he did on the POW bike, and I think he's going to be a big plus on this project. This tank has to get about another, at least 4 inches longer, you know?
Yeah, and you want that.
Probably something like that. You know, after I saw the tank that Polly picked out for this project, I knew that modifying it was going to be fairly involved. Basically, it had a curved bottom, but they wanted a flat bottom look. So I suggested to Senior that we look for a different kind of tank. Does he have a one-piece tank that doesn't have the arc?
Let's look at the book. Let's go to the drawing board. Come here, boy. All right. Let's give a look over here.
Hey, there.
That's the XL. You know what? The XL... You know the tank we had on your bike? That's the tank you want to use right there.
The only thing is they're kind of fat this way, aren't they?
They have a very nice flat top on it.
Yeah.
It has a flat bottom.
I used it. We built the bike and we put it on it. You know, once I got a look at that tank in the catalog, there was no doubt whatsoever that we were working with the wrong tank. And so I decided to get a new one. Let's go. Come on. The way I see it, when you're working with a tight deadline, you got to find a way to work smarter, not harder.
For the rear fender, we had to add 2 inches of width in order for it to fit the 11-inch rear wheel for this bike. So basically, we cut the English-style fender right down the middle. All right, Vance, you want to give me a hand?
You ready? That's good.
Once I cut the fender in half, me and Vin cut a 2-inch strip of 16-gauge cold-rolled steel to to add into the fender to widen it out.
Good one.
Nice
Not
roll.
Bad, right?
No, nice roll, man. Consistent. Rick and I took a ride down to the local motorcycle parts shop, Ted's.
Look at that Indian.
Yes, I know.
Oh. And it turned out he had the exact tank we were looking for.
Got it.
This out.
It's a pretty nice flat bottom now.
Yeah, it is.
That's nice.
All right, you gonna go with this?
I would think so. I think it would be off to a better start.
It's still gonna need some work for what we're doing, but it's a hell of a lot closer to what we need than what we started with.
It's a little bit of a bigger fender than we started with, huh?
No doubt. I like it.
Yeah.
I like the flatness.
It looks cool, right?
That's all you got done in the whole time we're gone? That stinking plate?
Where's your tank?
It's in the box. Have you got the motor yet?
The motor will be here tomorrow, the mock-up.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah, I know.
If I was on top of that, that would have never happened. Because I would have had a motor here.
No, we're not getting a real motor. We're getting a mock-up.
It doesn't matter. I'd have a mock-up here.
I think that's true, Vin?
No comment.
You know, when we started in on this project, Paulie insisted that he was going to be the one to order all the parts and schedule all the deliveries. And I thought, great, one less thing for me to do. But as usual, he dropped the ball. He assumed that everything would be here when he needed it and didn't bother to follow up. I mean, first we started off with the wrong tank. We don't even have a motor, and the pipes that he ordered for the project are totally wrong, if you ask me. What the hell? These mufflers ain't even close.
Huh?
Look at them. You got to put a clamp on muffler like just like it's shown in the picture.
Well, these will work. These will be fine. For some reason, my father tends to forget that we're not trying to make a carbon copy of the Brough Superior. It's only supposed to be inspired by Jay's bike. So the parts that I ordered are just supposed to give the feeling of the original bike without duplicating it. But you know, sometimes when he gets something in his head, there's just no changing his mind.
We'll take care of it.
All right, let's put it on there, Vance, and just take a look, see.
I'm not sure exactly what happened, but when we put the fender on, it wasn't even close to looking right or fitting right.
Too much, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
I think maybe we didn't account for the fact that once we cut the fender in half, it was going to lose its shape and straighten out a little.
Might as well just start it from zero.
So by the time we tack welded the center strip in, it was way off.
This thing didn't want to move, huh?
I think it's going to bow out the side.
No,
it won't. It won't.
Yeah, and without getting flat spots, how would you might as well just start over?
I tell you, this is about as bad as any first day we've ever had on a project. Right from the get-go, I've basically had to redo everything Paulie's done. At this point, I have a half a mind to build this damn bike myself.
Think Teddy's got an 11-inch fender that'll fit that radius?
I don't know what you're gonna do, but you better come up with something. Jackass.
How come that tank's not made yet?
My tank will be made before that fender's done.
All that work for nothing. Anytime you're modifying something like a fender, you just have to expect problems. That's just a given. And when that happens, the challenge is to come up with a creative solution. Hey, maybe I'll just take one of our wraparound fenders, the Trotter-style fender, and just close in the side. Make it like 3 inches
That'll
here
work.
And taper back.
That'll work.
That's it.
You know, I don't know if it was because Paul was frustrated having to start over again on the rear fender, or if he's just freezing up under the pressure of, you know, building a bike for Jay Leno. But I swear, he spent half the afternoon looking at pictures and talking about what he was going to do instead of just doing it.
What we're gonna do is do this in one piece, up, break, come back around to the boss.
Let's do something. Let's start building it.
All I can say that it was a good thing that I brought Rick in on this project because otherwise nothing would be getting done.
Even though the tank that we picked out is similar to the Bruff Superior, it's still going to take a lot of work to make it look right. The first thing I need to do is stretch it by about 5 inches. And the way I'm going to do that is attach a piece of 18-gauge aluminum-killed steel and wrap it around and mold it to the outside of the tank. Now I could probably use your muscle over here.
What do you want to do? You going to attack it?
I'm going to attack right in about there.
Come on.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ow! You want to heat a little before the bend and get the red moving?
Yep.
All right, let's go.
Once I sort of figured out what I wanted to do with the luggage rack, Vinny and I started fabricating. We decided to make the side sections out of one solid piece of round bar. So what we did was heated it up and bent it around a jig that we made out of two pieces of pipe that we tacked to the work table.
I think that's about it, man.
You know, we kind of got off to a slow start today, and that's never a good thing, especially when you're underneath a hard deadline like this one.
Man, that's almost perfect.
But it seems like that Paulie now understands exactly what he has to do. And hopefully that means that things will speed up a lot tomorrow.
All right, Vance, let's rock.
You're going to get something done today other than building fenders twice?
We're going to build it.
Where is that fender that you...
We smashed it.
Did you smash it?
Yeah. No, it's right there. It's a shame.
It is nice. It is a nice looking fender.
See how it fits now.
There you go. That's a little too
there,
tight, though.
Might fit now.
Are you getting a motor today?
Hopefully.
Hopefully, or you're not, or are you?
Should be getting overnighted today.
All right, let's, other than like these guys over here, let's get something done today so we have something to show for it, other than two pieces of round bar over there. Are you getting a motor or you're not sure?
Yes, I'm sure we're getting the motor. According to what I was told, yes, we're getting it today.
Because a lot revolves around that motor.
I told you, the guy's sending it out overnight as of yesterday, so it should be here today.
Okay.
You know, right from the start this morning, my father's all stressed out about this motor coming in. And I really don't know what the big deal is, because we got plenty of work we could do without it. But you know how he is. He just needs something to grumble about. So today it's the motor, and tomorrow I'm sure it'll be something else.
Pretty good.
That is pretty good.
I don't know what the deal is here, but if you ask me, Rick's gotten more work done on that gas tank by himself than Tonton and Jocko have on that luggage rack. I mean, this is day two, just on that piece. And to me, it doesn't seem like something that's so complicated.
Let me cool this one.
No way, you get the heat, I cool.
That's the funnest part.
That's the agreement.
And you know what, if things keep going that way, I'm gonna start getting aggravated, you know what I mean?
You love that part.
I do. How's that going, Rick?
Hmm? Looks gonna be about the bottom of it.
Get the hell out of here, right?
Cut off right about here.
Someone's gotta help
get away
him.
From him.
Notch that out maybe a little bit.
What?
Might have to notch this out a little bit. Pay attention.
We're here,
right?
Notch this
yeah.
out?
Yeah, extend. Maybe I have to bring this a little bit.
Dad, keep walking, punk. Wait till we go on Leno and I tell him how much time I took to build this tank.
Yeah.
Pissed off.
Tell him to beat it when he comes over here. I'm gonna stay over there with his girlfriend.
With his girlfriend.
Hey, when is the actual motor gonna be here?
It's gonna be here before we need to put it in the bike.
Well, when is it gonna be here? Do you have a date?
Yeah.
Which is what?
Did you guys send that motor out to us, that mock-up motor, do you know? All right, thanks. Bye.
What do you say?
Motor should be here today. I got it all set up so that we'll have the motor in plenty of time to put it in.
What's plenty of time?
I don't remember the exact dates, but when we did it on the calendar, he said he can have it to me before I needed it, so.
How do you know if everything's fine if you don't even know what dates you need stuff for? You know what? We waited all day long for that motor that Paulie said that was coming. And if I know one thing about this business,
You can't have a motorcycle without no motor. And you know what? Paulie may say that it's not a big deal, but trust me, I know better.
Fellas, you're gonna finish working on the tank, right? Plate the bottom, we'll get it mounted. Me and Ben are gonna finish on the rear fender, and you go back into your office and put your feet up on the desk.
You know what I want? I want a calendar over here with the dates on it so I know when this bike's gotta be done. That's what I'm gonna do right now.
So there's one in the office.
And I'm gonna
sit down there
and
you can look at the calendar.
Because you don't have a clue.
The whole time.
You're over here, oh, do this, do that, and you don't even know what day it is. Never mind what to get done.
I'm not worried about it, though.
Yeah, I know.
That's the difference.
Yeah, I know you're not worried about it. I have to worry about it.
Let's rock and roll.
Today I'm hoping to finish up the tank. And even though I'm just modifying it, there's still a lot of metal work that goes into it. The new part of the tank isn't functional, and it's not going to actually hold any gas. But it does mimic the lines and the flows of the original Brough Superior tank.
Monday, Monday.
Wheels, what's going on with the wheels?
They sent them out. They're on their way.
Why didn't they overnight them?
Well, because they sent them out like last week. They just sent them out.
I would have overnighted them. I don't care.
It'll all work out, Pop.
First it was the motor, and now it's the wheels. It'll all work out. I don't know what it is that Paulie doesn't understand about the fact that we need these parts to build this bike. You know, it's not like we have all the time in the world. This thing's got to be on TV within 3 weeks. And at this point, I've had it. So basically, I'm taking over this project. Otherwise, it'll never get done. What time is it? 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, so working on a rack? Work on a rack. Don't stop what you're doing and come down here to make a phone call.
Wait a minute.
Wait until you're not doing nothing and then make your phone call.
Listen, the wheels, they got to track the wheels.
Another 6 days to get the bike done. Concentrate on getting the bike done.
And that's what I'll do.
Okay,
we'll get the bike done.
Then do it. Don't be walking around over here like, you know.
Walking around, I went down into the trailer.
For what, though?
And made phone calls to follow up on the engine.
You know what? When you're done working, go make your phone calls.
The engine, the wheels,
and the front end. Go make your phone calls, all right?
So then don't bitch at me.
I'm not bitching at you. I'm asking you to stop.
I don't know what's going on, and then I go and follow up on it, and you're still complaining.
But you're working. Why do you stop working to go make a phone call?
Working. This is part of work, making the phone calls.
You got all day to do it, not while you're in the middle of fabricating something.
I got all day to do it, so you want me to wait till 4:30 at the end of the day?
Wait till lunchtime or break time in 15 minutes when a truck comes here. And Vinny and nobody else is working.
Listen, it's 9 o'clock. It's past break time.
Well, you know what? Then when you're done doing what you're doing, then go make your phone calls. Not in the middle of
something. Do you want to make the phone calls?
Yeah, I'll make them.
Okay, well, I already made them. And it took about...
How could you make them?
It took about 10 minutes.
10 minutes that you could be fabricating. 10 minutes you could be fabricating. Just go inside and fabricate. And when you got nothing to do, make your phone calls. Or I'll make them. Go inside and fabricate.
He just loves to complain about absolutely anything.
No comment.
Looks pretty old school, huh? Hey, what do you got, the wheels?
This freaking thing is heavy, man. What the hell? This is always exciting. I'm excited.
The wheels that I chose for this bike are standard old spoke wheels with a white rim and black spokes. They have a real vintage look.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what we're going for in this project.
That's cool looking, man.
Real nostalgic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. That was my idea, in case anybody wants to know.
Yeah, right.
Oh, almost you thought about that. Almost.
What'd you say to do?
I said do the spoke wheels with the white.
You said you spoke
wheels. And the
wheels.
Red line. I didn't say that?
Oh, yeah. Did you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who Listen, wouldn't remember if you
everybody
said
Everybody knows that you take 3/4 of my ideas anyhow.
I know.
What else? You need anything else? Need any more ideas? Need any more good ideas?
Need any more of my ideas?
Your ideas are useless around here.
Something's different on this. This backbone's shorter. It's lower. No doubt.
Why is that?
This thing's shorter. When I went to mock in the oil tank, I realized we had a problem. It's just about 19 inches. That's 20, it's an inch. That's the inch we're missing. It turns out, for some reason, the frame we're using is 1 inch shorter than it's supposed to be.
Why would they do that to us, Vin?
That's irrelevant. Now we gotta make something work. Now, 1 inch may not sound like a big deal, but the way these components have to fit, it can cause big problems.
Jeez. For some reason, they built this frame too low.
For the tank?
Oh, oil tank doesn't
work. We measured
it.
This is an inch. Wow. At least an inch lower. Here we go.
It's not good.
Between all the parts coming in late and Paulie thinking that he's got all the time in the world, I knew something was going to go wrong. I just didn't know what or when. Why would they do that?
I have no idea. Why would they do that?
And now we're looking at a situation where we don't even know if the parts for this bike are going to fit. All because someone never took the time to measure the frame before they started fabricating.
The only thing we could do is see if an old style would go in there.
Back here.
And put a battery back there. Closer, isn't it?
No, it's much better.
That gives you enough clearance over here for your wires and everything,
yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
A little tight, but it'll work.
You'll be fine.
We found that we were able to solve the problem by using a different oil tank.
How'd that work out, Vin?
Works fine, but then you got the starter bolt that hits right there, so I just had to take that last little piece out. So I think it's going to work out good.
Yeah, it's good. This is a nicer looking tank, too.
It fits the frame, the width of the frame, perfect.
Jay's going to love it.
Well, Vinny made some modifications to that, and Rick got to work on the fuel tank, I started to work on a rear fender. In order for it to resemble the Brough, I had to fabricate a tapered lip that ran the length of the side. And you know, ever since we started the project, my father's kind of fallen back into one of his bad habits. He hovers around and he sticks his nose in and makes comments about stuff, and usually he doesn't have a clue what he's talking about.
That looks terrible.
Why?
Because it doesn't follow the backbone. You got that.
This is where we've been putting it since the beginning.
Listen, no, not from the beginning. I've never seen that thing up in the air like that.
I think when you put the seat on there, it's going to look good.
Yeah, but you don't see no backbone
here.
Yeah,
you do. If you look close, you'll see some backbone right at the bottom back half of the tank. You can see a piece of backbone.
Yeah, but it's beyond the tank, not before it.
Look.
Here.
Look, the tank ends there. The backbone starts there.
Right, but here's your tank right here. Here's where it's starting to show the frame.
That's because you're looking at it at 6 foot high. Drop this down to the ground and look at it, and it'll look just like that.
I don't care what angle you look at it from. It doesn't look like that, not even close. That does not look like that, not even close. To me, any tank that doesn't follow the backbone, it breaks the line.
Okay, wait a minute. I know my father means well, and he just wants the bike to turn out great. But when you gotta stop every 2 seconds to talk about details and decisions, it just slows things down.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Now, you could drop it down another 4 inches. Now, look at this picture. You see more backbone in this picture than you do there.
It looks better on the ground.
I'm gonna put the rear fender on now.
Yeah, it does. It looks better on the ground. When it was way up in the air, it didn't look right. The motor's here, finally. Throw it right on here. Fragile. It's an Italian motor.
There you go, Vincent. Throw it right in there.
Ready? Looks better already in the bike.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah! I love the look of that motor, huh? That's the nicest looking motor that there is, if you ask me.
All right, let's go. Let's just focus on the exhaust. The seat will mount all right. We got till Friday to finish this bike, so. All right?
Sounds good.
All right. problems we had early on with the rear fender set us back at least a day. Let's get our measurements, Vanson. So now at this point, we basically have 4 days to finish all the fabrication on this bike. Probably the most complicated thing we have to do is the exhaust pipes. And if we can get those out of the way today, we'd be in good shape. That'll look good in there, right? What do you think?
It looks good, you know? Fits good, huh?
I think so.
Ow!
What's he doing? He's gonna start yelling about his tools. Where's my tools?
Freaking tools all over the freaking place.
What'd you do with them?
What the hell?
How is it?
Bottom's out that way a little bit more than the top.
Who the hell took all my tools? Freaking thing.
Where's all my tools? That exhaust is like a rock, man.
This is ridiculous. I'm starting to get aggravated.
Where's my tools?
Yahtzee!
No. Hit the exhaust. Come back. All right.
Fender's out.
We pretty much have the exhaust pipes on, but Rick just needs to finish up the fishtails. While he works on that, me and Vinny are going to start putting the finishing touches on the rear fender and see if we can't mount the seat.
I probably didn't do nothing.
Nothing at all, except for pull a muscle in my back.
Do something. Stop staring at it. Do something. How much longer are you going to hold the f***ing thing up
here,
in the air?
Dad, you want to do something constructive? Come here. Hold it up where you think it's got to go.
You want my glasses on or off?
No, I'll leave them on. Well, you can't see your bad eye. Are you good with the seat height? Are you sure that's where you want it?
It looks a little high to me.
But when you sit on it, it'll level out, right?
Yeah, you want it a little high. You don't want it pitching back.
No, I know.
Jay will slide right off.
He'll break his ass. 1¾ by 1½.
You got it?
Yes.
Oh, I think I'm gonna go help Steve eat that pizza.
You know, today, me, Paulie, and Rick have made a lot of progress, but there's still a lot of work to do on this bike. We still have to fabricate the front fender, and we don't even have the front end or the transmission in yet. And if they don't show up by tomorrow, we're gonna start running out of things to do. So pretty much at that point, we'd be at a standstill, which isn't good considering how little time we have left.
How's that look, Vance?
I like that. You like it?
Yeah. It closes in a little space too, yeah.
Get on that hog. It's heifer.
Seat makes you sit way up, huh?
It's not bad. Once I sat on a seat, we realized that it was kind of uncomfortable. Because
really
basically what you were doing was straddling the gas tank.
I think what we're going to do is move the tank up.
Which you really could do.
Yeah.
You know, when you're building these bikes, not only do they got to look good, but they got to feel good when you're riding them. And especially for Jay, because we know that he's going to ride this bike a lot. How far can you bring it up?
About 2 inches, which would give you a lot of leg room in there.
Then you'll be fine. All right, let's keep going here. It's not getting to a stalemate.
You know, when you're building these bikes, you always have to be willing to make adjustments. I mean, that's the whole point of mocking them up in the first place. To see the way things fit and feel, and change them up if you have to. You know, moving the tank isn't a really big deal. But I think first we have to get the front end on before we decide the exact positioning. So for now, we're going to get as much done with what we have, and hopefully tomorrow the rest of the parts will be here. Hey, the front end! Cool. Boy, it's like a coffin. Wow.
The front end came in this morning from Jerry Springer. I was pretty impressed on what he'd done with the POW bike, and I think his style will look really good on the Leno project.
Dun, dun, dun!
Oh, yeah. Whoa, Jerry.
Vance, give me the Jerry. Side, give me the side screws here, buddy.
Jerry did it again, huh? Yeah. He's crazy, man. Give me a hammer.
Don't you gotta go to Ted's or something like that?
No, I wanna see this.
I could just come through the other side, it would be a lot easier.
Here, take that. But that. Don't pry off the front end. What the heck is wrong with you? It looks just like the original, man, doesn't it?
Was there any other pieces?
All right, get it on there. Get the cups in here, let's go. I'll be back in an hour, and it better be on there, wheels and everything. You hear me?
Oh, yeah, we're always listening here. You know, now that we got the front end in, we should be able to get a lot done today. Pretty hot, huh?
The only thing we have to worry about is these things with the tank.
Smashing the tank in. The plan for today is to mount the front wheel, fabricate the front fender, and reposition and mount the tank.
Hey, what size spacer do you need?
7/8.
A 7/8? So I need a 7/8 spacer for the front.
That's hot. That front wheel looks great, doesn't it? I love the wheels. All right, that's enough gawking. Let's get going on that front fender.
You know, I think one of the real signature features of the Bruff Superior is the placement of the struts. So for the struts on this bike, I really didn't want to veer too far away from the original design.
What do you want to do? You want to...
I don't know. I think we should weld into the center of that on the top because it's about the same thickness.
All right, so I need two of these at whatever length.
Keeping some things like these struts really close to the original Bruff Superior really gives me more to work with. I can modify and change parts like the exhaust pipes without changing the overall feel of the bike.
How's that?
Pretty good. It's a little high in the front. We're nice here. That's better.
Personally, I think the struts on the Bruff have a really cool classic look to them, so if it ain't broke, don't fix it. How's that flush to the inside? Decent?
I'm right there. I'm centered. I'm just like how it would be.
Not bad either. Looks pretty straight, you know? We'll mess with it tomorrow. Let's just leave it right there.
Okay.
We'll rock on.
Hey, how are we looking at the time with this bike?
Oh, there is none.
A couple days ago, it was, don't worry. Hey, don't worry.
No, we'll get it.
Yep, you know what?
No,
you
time.
Got a whole freaking day in this f***ing fender, for Christ's sakes. What the hell?
Yeah, there's no time on this bike. What am I going to tell you?
Listen, when you spend the whole f***ing day on a fender, you're damn right there's no time.
Sometimes that's what it takes.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes that's what it takes for you, not for me.
Well, I don't, you know.
Not in my world, anyhow.
I know.
Yeah, nothing.
Heard the story before.
Yeah, I know. I know it. And you know it's true, Matt.
I know.
8/8, so 4/16.
Stop dicking around over there and get the f***ing thing done.
You know, the way I see it is every minute my father spends yelling at me is a minute wasted. And considering we don't have any time to spare on this project, that's another minute I'm gonna have to work later tonight if we're gonna make the deadline.
So you check it out, Vincent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See how they are?
Yep.
And then when you mount them, you angle them like that, and they kind of pitch down a little bit.
All right, all right.
You know, considering this bike's gotta go out for paint tomorrow, I'm not too surprised that Paul Sr. is getting a bit nervous. I mean, this bike still doesn't have handlebars, tank, or an exhaust on it, not to mention all the detail pieces like the license plate. But I think we all realize how little time we have left, so we're just gonna have to kick it into high gear and plow through everything that needs to be done.
Ricky! Ricky!
Does that shave your leg rash there or no? Huh?
I don't know. Sit on it and see what you think.
Yeah, Watch out. Yeah, look out!
I didn't notice a whole lot of difference, but...
I'll let you know right away.
Is it still sitting pretty level, it feels like?
Yes.
Watch out.
It depends on how much you weigh, though. Oh, poor springs.
We got some tonnage here.
Poor springs. Man, I'll tell you what. If you hit hard right there, you'd bottom them bolts to each other. If you hit a bump. Hold on, I need a little more like this, actually. Yeah, about right there.
It's uncomfortable.
I mean, if it's a matter of being up higher, you could bring the front of that other seat up higher.
You know what it is?
Yeah, the way, bring the back.
You know what it is? Yo, you're sitting up high and you're down on the bars, yeah. So it's uncomfortable. It's like you get that kink in your back. You know when you like that, you know?
I know my father doesn't really like the way I position the handlebars, but he's used to riding choppers where the bars are up real high. That's not the kind of bike Jay rides, and that's not what he wants. He specifically asked us not to make a bike that's too stretched out, so I'm going to have to leave the bars where they are.
He'll take it out and ride it, guaranteed. He'll ride it. He'll ride this bike.
I think for Jay, they're going to be comfortable, and that's what's important.
Relax.
It's like a two-year-old. Three.
Relax.
3 years old.
Take it easy. Sit down. Go sit in the office.
That's your job. Why would I do your job?
Come on. My job's out here to make sure that you get the job done. Because if I wasn't out here doing what I do, next year at this time he'd have the bike. If he was lucky.
Yeah, they're running like just about perfect with the tank, you know?
From back here, you just see the brass on top of the tree.
Yeah.
You just catch that.
I love that focal point. The handlebars were basically the last big project that had to be done on this bike. So now that we have those finished, most of what's left is putting the finishing touches on the tank and the exhaust pipe. And that stuff we should be able to get done tomorrow morning. So at this point, I'm feeling pretty confident about getting this bike done on time.
Time on American Chopper.
Woo!
It's California or bust for the Leno Bike Project.
Tuttleheads on deck.
And do or die for OCC as they count down the days to their Tonight Show debut.
That looks good.
But long days and late nights take their toll. And bickering.
Leave me alone.
Blow-ups.
I quit.
And backstage jitters.
I don't know if I could sleep tonight.
Threaten to stop the show.
Something's not right.
The arguments.
Nice f***ing going.
The anxiety, the achievement, next time on American Chopper.